I'm not the organiser of today, like most of you, probably all of you. I heard about this morning's events by picking it up on Twitter, so came along here to show my support. I've been on to the council, and hopefully there'll be people from the council.
They are in the back at the moment.
They're coming up.
You've got Tim Huxtables there.
Is he there? Tim,
you want Tim, come around. Right,
Deborah's
there as well.
Okay, come around. They will no doubt say this item
for themselves, but I mean, everybody really, really appreciates the fact you've turned up today to make a real statement that what happened last night doesn't represent the ordinary people of Birmingham, and you're here to reclaim your city and to clean up your city, and I think that's absolutely brilliant. I think you should all give yourselves a round of applause. So it's great, great that you've come along. Now, I mean, I'll hand over to Tim in a minute, but one of the things, I mean, I spend an awful lot of time slagging off the city council, it has to be said. including this one.
No, he doesn't.
But they've done well on this one, and the police have done really well on this one. And it also means they've done a lot of the clean-up already, at least in the there is scenes of crime work going on in some where actually it would be wrong to touch there. The police have got some work to do on that. But it probably, without predicting what Tim's going to say, it probably isn't a great deal for us to do in terms of practical cleanup now. But, you know, I just think, you know, if it's great that the media are here, because whether or not people get to work with their brooms or not, I'd say just the fact you've turned up today is a really, really good statement. So, Tim, I mean, do you want to have a word? This is Tim Huxtable, by the way, who's a cabinet member from the City Council.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all so much for coming down here this morning and volunteering to help clean up. I'm in charge both of Fleet and Waste Management and in Highways in the City Council. And I was in Silver Command with the City Council officers last night up to midnight, preparing how to clear up the area and support the police in the best way possible. As you know, we've had vehicles from Fleet and Waste Management out on the street since 4:30 this morning, Matt? Since 4:30 this morning, trying to do that clear up, trying to remove any burnt out vehicles, trying to make Birmingham open for business as normal on this Tuesday morning. And I personally would like to pay tribute to all the City Council officers across the City Council who have come in early this morning, who have given up their time to help clean up Birmingham City Centre, the suburbs of Birmingham that have been affected by the rioting, and to support the police. So thank you very much, all those people who have done all that work. I think we should give them a round of applause.
I suppose the only other thing to say, and I don't know if John Hemming wants to say something in a minute, but in terms, I mean, Twitter and the Twitter sphere has played a really important role in all of this. Some of it a not very good role, but also I think today it's shown a good role as well in putting people together. One of the problems people have had a lot of the time is trying to dissect what is the reliable information from what is the not very reliable information on Twitter. There are some, I mean, this thing called the Birmingham Resilience Team are actually tweeting quite regularly now about what's going on, as are the police. They've also got a website which is something like Birmingham.beprepared, something like that, is it? Can
you... if you type in Birmingham Be Prepared, we have several business improvement districts, one that covers the retail area, and they have been of great help and a great support to the City Council, and that's why business improvement districts are so important, to actually speak on behalf of the businesses in the local community and to make sure that we give the country a very clear message: Birmingham is open for business, it's business as normal this Tuesday morning.
Right, if I can just say a few words, if I can take a photograph of you, is that all right, to show how Birmingham is united, it's business as usual. Thank you very much.
Right. Thanks very much, everyone, for coming along. That is it.
Sorry?
What do we do now?